We're back out at the Iroquois County Fair for 2025. Chad Baker for WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. And I've made my way over to the swine barn. We've got a familiar face over here. We just talked to her at Georgetown. And, of course, she's showing a lot up here at Iroquois County Fair. It's Olivia Gillens. How are we doing, Olivia?
Good.
First of all, how'd you do at Georgetown this year?
I did pretty good. I mean, as good as I can. I got a couple firsts and a couple seconds, but so that's not too bad.
And it's part of a very, very busy summer for you.
Yes.
Where else have you shown this summer?
I did the jackpot show here, the Greenlight Jackpot show here in Iroquois County, but it was that and then Georgetown have been the only two places I've showed this year.
Well, and at least until this week, got a lot out here. Tell us about your entries this year.
So I have 6 pigs out here today. My sister has 2. I have 3 gilts and 3 barrows. So I have 2 York gilts and a crossbred barrow, and I have a York barrow, a Hampshire barrow, and a Hereford barrow. So right now we're just waiting on weights, and I'll show Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday here.
So a lot of showing there. Any particular show you feel pretty good about this year? Any competition you feel pretty good about?
Yeah, I guess my 4-H shows I'll probably do pretty well. So I think that's really the only show I might do really well at.
Now this is your home fair, correct?
Yes.
You're over at Fountain Creek, part of the Stitch and Do 4-H Club. Let's talk about that 4-H experience. Give folks an insight of what all you do with 4-H and how long you've been a member.
Oh gosh, I've been a member for 5 years, I think. And my mom just became our 4-H leader this year. And I'm doing 3 4-H projects. I'm doing the cooking, and then I did my scrapbook, and then I'm doing child development.
Well, let's talk about cooking. What's your best dish?
Ooh, I have a lot of good dishes. I'm not sure. I think this year I made dinner rolls was my food this year that I had to make, and they were really good.
Now, without giving away the recipe, what is the secret to the good dinner roll? Is it ingredients? Is it in the way it's prepared, cooked?
Probably the way it's prepared and cooked.
Or baked, as it were,
yeah,
I guess.
Baked. Yeah. I feel like you need to have it, like, it needs to be baked for, like, just the right amount of time. It needs to rise for just the right amount of time, and it makes it really good.
A lot of proofing and going into that. You want it to rise perfectly so they're nice and fluffy.
Yes.
Very good. So timing is right. And, of course, baked to a golden brown?
Yes.
Or do you like doughy? I, for one, like a doughy dinner roll.
I like the golden brown. Okay. Like what I made this year, they were a good golden brown on top and on bottom.
Obviously, my weight looks like I do go for the doughy rolls a little bit too much, possibly. A little undercooked. So big week here at the fair. Anything else that you're looking forward to aside from the showing?
Here at the Iroquois County Fair, they always have a scavenger hunt with their mascot named Maisie. So, like, in each of the barns and different places around the fair, they have a little word on a little Maisie card around. And me and my friend always go around and try to find all of those. Because if you find them all, you get to go turn it in, and then you get put in a drawing for a prize.
And have you won?
No.
Previously?
No, my sister has, though.
Very good, very good. So you know that the odds are definitely in your favor to possibly carry out a prize.
Maybe.
Before we wrap up with you, Olivia, let's talk a little bit about home life. What all do you have on your farm, and what all do you contribute to out there? Tell us a little bit about your work.
At our farm, we just keep pigs. So we have a big barn that holds all of our pigs, and I go out about almost every day. And I go out and we walk them out there to prepare for the show, and I help feed, and we do any normal barn and farm chores that a normal person would do. And sometimes I'll go, and when my family is harvesting and planting in the field, sometimes I'll go out and sit in the tractor with them and hang out with them. So
full-scale operation, a lot of work to be done.
Yes.
Never a shortage of that. So is your future career going to be geared more towards agriculture? Is that something that excites you, or what are you looking to do?
I am wanting to go do something with ag. Right now I'm thinking of maybe doing an agriculture teacher.
that is an industry that is definitely in need, as a lot of your ag teachers are older and aging out. But there is a nice new wave of young teachers out there that are just inspiring. And I can tell you would be very well cut out for that. You've got that personality.
I've always wanted to be a teacher, and I love doing stuff in agriculture. So I thought, why not just combine the two and maybe do being an ag teacher?
I like your thinking on that, Olivia. Well, come on out to the Iroquois County Fair, visit with Olivia, and watch her win, hopefully, this year. You know, she, like I said, she's got a lot of entries, but she has got pretty much the southeast corner of the swine barn locked down here with some of your
barn.
In the north barn.
Because the swine barn has two barns, the north and the south one, and I'm always in the north one.
I keep forgetting. Pat told me that they've expanded out here, and they still don't have room for everything. So by the time I come back next year, there's going to be 30 more barns.
Maybe.
Well, that just shows the strength of the fair, and of course it shows the strength of the competition, which means you got to bring your A game out here. So best of luck to you here this year.
Thanks.
That's Olivia Gillens with the Fountain Creek Stitch and Do 4-H Club. We'll have more reports throughout the week from the 2025 Iroquois County Fair. Chad Baker for WITY.